When it comes to great military leaders, few will inspire the imagination of each new generation more than Hannibal, the mighty Carthaginian who marched 37 war elephants across the Alps in a bid to take on the Roman Empire. Even today, this would be a daring and perilous adventure, but the fact that Hannibal succeeded in his mission in 218 BC makes it all the more incredible. Interestingly, few people remember that eventually Hannibal went on to lose his battle with Rome, which paled into insignificance compared with his achievement of taking elephants across the Alps. However, the man behind the legend was as remarkable as the stories that surround him, and for this history journal, we'll embark upon a journey of discovery to find out who Hannibal really was. Quickly forgetting all about Hannibal the Cannibal from the pen of Thomas Harris and The Silence of the Lambs, the Hannibal in question here lived before the birth of Christ and has been credited with being an inspiration to many of the world's military leaders, including the French Emperor, Napoleon Bonaparte, and his very British nemesis, the Duke of Wellington. Both men were renowned for being great military strategists, but when we go back in time to when Hannibal waged war on the Romans, we can certainly see where it all began. Of course, the irony here is that Napoleon fought against the Duke of Wellington in the same era, and they both won and lost battles because they were basically using the same tactics. They had even more in common than you might think, because they were both from countries intent on empire building. But here they differed from Hannibal, who was fighting to prevent his homeland becoming a part of the Roman Empire. If this sounds all too familiar when you hear of conflicts in today's news reports, it's because basically little changes when it comes to history. And despite the names of the generals and the nations involved being different, that's about all that is. So, now we've established that the real Hannibal was a historical figure of great importance who fought many battles, won many wars, and devised the most amazing military strategies that would prove to be the envy of future leaders, we can move on to piecing together the life and times of this remarkable man. It's estimated that Hannibal was born in about 240 BC, when rivalry was fierce between the countries surrounding the Mediterranean Sea. This sea is of vital historic importance for anyone trying to gain an understanding of Western civilization as we know it, because of its significance as a shipping highway, especially in ancient times.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?